Priyavandas, Peites, and Adalos. It's around three lines after the small ches from the Ein Mishpat. Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rav, Loishe Shomu Keil Havore. That's what it says in the Mishnah. If a girl came out, that she's Mekadeshes, so we assume she's Mekadeshes, so she needs a get. Not that they heard a rumor, there has to be the understanding how this came about. We have to find out the source of the information. That means, when are we chayish for a keil? If we are able to be mavara the source of this keil, how this keil originated. The mavara this, that Pliny heard from Pliny, and Pliny heard from Pliny, till will come Oboitkin Vahilchem, Achimagin Ladovo Habo. Till we find out that, and we heard from the two Eidim that were the Eidi Kedushin. So we got all the way up to the Eidi Kedushin. So if we're able to be Mevara, the source, and we were able to mavara how authentic the source is, then we're chayish for this keil. Frag the Gemara, if you need so much, dover haboru, edus mal yosu, so that's not a keil. That means if you originate, you find that the source originates from two edim, and you have two edim, yeah, we were the edi kedushin, so this is not a keil, this is edus. So the Gemara answers, Elo ki yosa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda marababa maravuna marab loy sheshomu keil avore elo kedei sheyaimru pleini meichen shama mipleini upleini mipleini. And then we get up to the two Eidi Kedushin where v'hochlam amdina seyam, they just took the last flight. And the Medina say, "Yo, but al kaponim we have a pattern that everyone says they heard from someone else, and we take it checked into this. God, the makib patish, we don't have the edim in front of us to tell us that this is so, but this is enough. It's not stamazay hearsay. It's not stamazay rumor. We hear that." That there's a source to what is being spoken about. Let us see Taisvis. Achimagin Ladova Rabo. Now Taisvis has a tremendous problem. Yesterday we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that when are we chayish for a keil? So yesterday the Gemara said a whole different cheshbonis, that there were neiris telkais, amitois mutzais, there was a place in the middle of town that was all lit up and people were singing and thus, and someone passed by and he said, what's happening? Oh, he said, Rochel got married just now to Beryl. That was the story. So we had, besides, we had different guidelines to tell us that this is a keil we have to be chayish for. That's what we had from Ula, that's what we had a baraisa, that Levi brought a baraisa, and now all of a sudden we have different guidelines. So Taisva says, Mistama loy poligrap abe a Ula de la elba baraisa de Levi. Mistama there's no machlekes. V'chein mashme midaloi koma v'rab abba omer. Elo le'el de'ike raglaim ledova loy bini shegiya ledova boru. Avoloche de'leke raglaim ledova bini shegiya ledova boru. So Taisri says one chilek, That means if we know that there was Neiris Dolkes and Mitois and Mitzois, we know in the house there was a big simcha there. That we know. And people are happy and dancing and thus, we know all this. And we also hear that someone asked one of the people standing close to us, what's happening? And he says, Rochel get married to Beryl. So we have here a glime window, but we know Klaw that something was doing in that house for sure. So we know there was a Pesachasna more or less, and we hear that this is the Kalan, this is the Chasn, that is enough of a Kail. Rab Abba is telling us, what if everything was still? There's no tumult, there's no Neres Delkes, no Mitis Mutas. It's a very quiet wedding, and then someone is coming to tell us that Rochel got married to Beryl. So there you need already a more authentic birra. There's no raglaim over that anything happens. So there you have to give addresses. I heard from him, and he heard from him. We do research. Takayana says each one tells who he heard from, and so that's also a koil that we are chayish from. So it comes out that the different amayroim are telling us different oifanim were chayish for a koil. Va'oy koil de la'el oishayich ela b'kedushin v'ach to'och eshayich b'geirish in k'may b'kedushin. The mishnah we had that there was a koil shenis garsha. Now bishlam by kedushin we could have this raglaim ledovar and you have Neiris Dolkes, Amitis Mutzas, but by a get, we don't have all these Heichoches that a get was given. So a Kochoch, there is another Oifen that we have to be Chayish for Kerl. And that is what Rabab is telling us. That is if we do investigation and we hear that each one says where he got it from, and then we end up with two Edom Nagrav, they went to Medina Sayyam, so that already seems that this Kol is more or less authentic, and then we're Chayish with this Kol. Amalei Abaye le Rab Yosef, Mevatlinin Kole Oiloi Mevatlinin. Anu Shaila. Let us see Rashi. Mevatlinin Kole. So Rashi says, Tup shotim in the shayla of Abaye. Shamanu keil yaitzi mipi noshim betinoikis. We hear that the originators of the keil, only the women are speaking about it. Mishaskin lohu. So does Bezdin go over? So since the whole keil originates from people who halachically don't have too much namonis, so Mishaskin lo, so we tell them, stop talking about it. A keil that originates from Noshim Ektanim has no value halachically. So Mele Mishaskin lo, Levitule Kole, Eloi Mishaskin lo, Hoyel Vomru Ploini Shama Miploini, Velesna de Lushalino. That means we did some research, a good, we're starting from Ktanim and Noshim. Maybe we end up that the last woman said these two people were the Edom, but they're not around anymore. So maybe this also has a chesivis. Or the Rav Shemak, if it started, if the whole thing is a chain is as strong as the weakest link, if it's starting from Noshim and so it could be, you don't have to be chai. This is the first pshat in Rashi, inami, or a second pshat, chazru oison pleini upleinim b'mdinas hayam. Now, we're not talking about women, we're talking about men, and then with the Eidus, we inquired, and then everything went kishmirt yet, so we went up, yeah, Reuven and Shimon were Eidim, and Nebuchadnezzar just took a flight to Medina Sayyam. Fine. So we had a koil. This woman can't get married. She's an Ashes Heath. 5 years later, Reuben and Shimon comes back from Medina's Hayom, and we go over to them. We just want to find one thing. We heard 5 years ago,
you were the Eidim when Rochel got married to Reuven. You the Eidim? What? There's no marriage, Gomesh McGomes. This is 5 years later. 2 or 5 years, this Rochel was not allowed to get married because we had this girl. Now we find out the whole thing is a fake. Are we mevatel the girl? So what's the shaila? So the shaila is as follows. Halachically, which is a chibi mevatel the girl. I mean, well, maybe not. This will look by the world, it'll look very modern, that they won't know exactly what had happened. 5 years we have assumed that this Rochel is an Eishes Ish, and then we didn't let her get married, and this was the halacha. Now all of a sudden, the Rabbonim say, it's allowed to get married, all of a sudden. It's going to make a very bad impression. No, the rabbis, the whole thing, they're matter Eishes Ish. It's going to make a very bad impression. The whole respect of Besdin will go down the drain already. That the asset, and all of a sudden she becomes mutter. So, and maybe it's not kedai to mishsacharein over here already. The koil came out; it was an accepted koil. So that's the second tzad. That's the second mahalach in Rashi. The koil came out and it was accepted, so we can't, now we can't, I mean, that can explain everybody what happened and does, so they'll get the wrong impression if we'll be mavatel the kill. So we can't chapel with the kill, we have to leave the kill. That is the second shot in Rashi. Yeah, Zok the Gemara. That was the Shai Labai asked Rabbi Yosef. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, Mida Omar Rav Chisda, at sheyishmu mipi haksheirem. Rav Chisda had said, a koil to begin with, you have to hear from ksheirem. You have to hear, Shma mino mevatlin in kola. It's a raya where mevatl the kol. But we'll go into the raya in Tosis, one sipshat in Tosis. So from Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, a koil is only sheyishmu mipi haksheirem, that's a koil. So mistalmum mevatel the koil. And now let's see the second. Now we heard that it's a falsh shach. I mean, Rav Chisda said that a koil is only a koil if sheyishmu mipi haksheirem. Now we hear klolot the zach is falsh. Omalei adarabe, mida oma Rav Sheshus afilo mipi noshim avakel. Rav Sheshus said afilo mipi noshim avakel. Shma mina leima batlin in kola. So, the vial, we have here a sichsuch between Abai and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef wanted to bring a raya from Rav Chisda, and the Abai brought a raya from Rav Sheshus. We'll see clear and taste what the raya is, huh? Omalei, so he told him, Asar Vosonino. I'll tell you the truth. It's totally in Minikamakaimis. Besure Mevatli Koli, Benedoi Loi Mevatli Koli. It was Minikamakaimis, other places they were Mevatla Koil, other places they weren't Mevatla Koil. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mipik Sheirim, Sheyemru miploini shamanu buholach mdine seyom. Alme akilu rabbonon bemilse. That means they only said if you hear from ksheirim. If you didn't hear from ksheirim, everyone is talking. It's the talk of the town, but you didn't hear from me pik ksheirim, so it doesn't have a Torah's call. Shma mino. Ushmasam emel, if you need ksheirim, alma kilo rabbonim bimil, so they were meikol. Shmaminodi betkino boser hochi vishtaker shikrim vatlinulei. So if we found out later that it's sheker, so we mevatel the koil. That means Chazal weren't, the whole koil to begin with, the Chazal weren't nishtayim the koil. Everyone's talking. You have to, you're not, with Besdin was not in the spoil from the talking, you have to find out who's saying, and we only were goyres the koil if it's cherem. So that means Bezin was very makel. That means you're not some as if that's some sort of people talking that doesn't affect us in any way. So mamele. So therefore, mevatlin alei umachrizin will put out a koil kere the laf kolahu menasvin alei. So the Gemara says, "Asalvos aninu mekoymeis chalukim b'menhogim." The different places had different menhogim. In other places there were mevatel akel. In other places there weren't mevatel akel. Now let us see Tosfos. Ad sheyishmu mipi aksheira. Afal gav the omer leel v'noshim oimreis ploinis niskatcha. No, I thought it was the previous Tosfos. Madatlini kol alei mevatlini. Nire kepere sheni shebekuntres. So Tosfos says, I like the second shot of Rashi. Kigain shechozo pleini pleini. Im dines ayam vomoloi hoyu dvore miyelo. That's pshat in the Gemara. Vechein omrina lekamo. The Gemara later says, klo, like the second shot of Rashi. Eleime lechimegalye de kedushin. Kamoi lav kedushin mabatlin and kol. The Gemara later on the Bay says, "Mamas, such a case that we found out that the first girl was not true. The kedushin kamoi lav kedushin mabatlin and kol. And there means we found out that Adam came back and said that is not true. So that's the pshat in the sugya. Upeirish rishain ein nire. The first pshat of Rashi, I don't like. So, Kanshei Laben, what's wrong with the first pshat? I can't believe the first pshat of Rashi flows very well with the Gemara. The Gemara called the Shaila, if you had a curl from Noshim, and is your Mavatel the curl? And Rabbi Yosef said, he said, Rav Chisa, Achishma Pia Ksherim. So you have to have him Ksherim. She said, Klo. She told him, no, Rav Chisa says, Afilim Pia Noshim. So, Lechere, the first pshat in Rashi flows very well within the Gemara. In Tosfos, well, the first pshat is zichron pshat. The second pshat is pshat. I mean, what's pshat in Tosfos? So I said the Yellow Sashacha says, he says as follows. He says, according to the first pshat in Rashi, the shayla is not, I am a vatel the koil. The shayla is, does it have a tejas koil? That's the shayla. A koil from Noshim, does it have a Toyshus koil? Start from Alibay, don't start. Although, I mean, if it doesn't have a Toyshus koil, does it have a Toyshus koil? What we'll do about it, if I stay tzach. So the Loshin of the Gemara is very shvel. Mavatlinin kole means that there was a koil came out, it was an accepted koil, Bezin accepted the koil, now are we going to me mavato something that we had already accepted. That's the Loshen HaGemara. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, not just on Mevatel, the women are speaking, will be Mevatel. The Shaila is not a women, the Shaila is not a Bittel, the Shaila is, can a Keil originate from women, yes or no? So therefore, the first Pshat in Rashi Tosfos did not like at all. So the Loshen of the Gemara is not Mevatlin and Kolo. A different shayla in Gansen. A curl from Noshim is a curl, yes or no. So therefore, Tosfos says the second pshat is the emes pshat. But now, according to the second pshat, so the Gemara is very unclear. So he said, you're mevatel a curl because you need ksherim. So it's, I mean, I know you need ksherim. I'm asking you the shayla. But now we found out that, That means, that's the raya from Rav Chisda. He says, Rav Chisda said, Rav Chisda said, you have to hear from Ksheirim. So Rav Chisda says, don't be spoiled what people are talking about. Kozman, you don't hear from Ksheirim, you don't bat an eyelash. So Memela, so we see that these things are not done on an instinct, on an impulse, that people are talking. You have to be Mevara, you need Ksheirim, Kozman, you don't have Ksheirim. There's nothing. So Memele, so Rav Yosef wanted to, Rav Yosef wanted to bring a raya. So we see from Rav Chisda that these things are not done impulsively. They're done after the whole chaymer of a keil is done after carefully studying what had happened. So Memele, so we find out later that it's the whole thing is false. Well, we mavatol the keil. That's how Tosfos says pshat. Atzi yishmu mipi aksheira. Af al gav. So now Tosfos has a problem. Let us look. We heard before when the lashon of Ule, we had the lashon of Ule and the Baraisa of Levi. Ule said, Amma Ule, loishe yishmu kol havore. Not that we heard a rumor. There was a whole setup over there. In that house, there was Neres Dolkes, Amitais Mutsois, Ubene Odom Nichnos and Vyoitzim, the people are going in and out, Vaimrim Plainis Miskadeshis Ayim, and they're saying, this woman got married today. That was Ula's memory. Levi said, Laishi Yishmu Kailavog, Deshe Neiris Tokes, Omites Mutsois, Vinoshim Tavois, Loirane, and there are women that are spinning threads, Smechislon, they're all happy about the Nukale, Vaimrois, Plainis, Miskadeshis Hayoim. So we see Levi, Seth Klaw, Bura Baraisa, that women are good. And here it says, and here Rav Chisda said, that you need Shishma Piyak Sheirem. So Tosfos asks, Afal Gav, the Omer Leel, the Noshim, Oimreis, Plainis, Niskacha, Shema, Mishim, Dahosam, Ikaraglaim, Ludova. So Tosfos said again, there's a different case. There we're speaking about, we know Klor, that something was doing. There was Nader's no case, Amitis Mitzaz, some emailer for heaven, a glam with someone got married, then Moshma also sufficient. Here we are talking about that we didn't have this whole scenario of Neiris Dokes, Amitis Mitzas. We just have cold facts that Reuven says I heard from Shimon and the Shimon from Levi, and that's till we find out that Eide Kedushin went away to Aninus Hayom. But we don't have any raglaim ladova that this is true. Here you need a very Adam Pshayim. That's the first Malach in Tosfos. Visvorm the Garsi ubnei Odom nichnosim v'yoytzim v'legosin v'noshim. Others are going to talk about Levi also that it says b'nei Odom, it doesn't say noshim. So memelu, so there's no karsha from Levi either. Zok to Gemara Vayta. There was a woman, a pnuya, that a curl went out about her. She got married, so it says on the right side, she got married to one of the bnei yeshiva. Now, I don't know clearly if La'echad mibnei yeshiva means that the girl was, she got married to Beryl who learned in the yeshiva. We had a name also because before we said you need a name. La'echad mibnei yeshiva, there's 5,000 bochum in the mir, and she got married to someone in the mir that's not too much of a girl. So if la'echad mibnei yeshiva was a little bit more specific or there was only, there was a kailo and two bachim over there. Chveset, so Mamela, so could be Echne Yeshiva was enough explicit to know who was speaking about. Al Kopone, that was the kail. Osir Rav Chomer Lavue. Now, so people are talking, she's married. So now Rav Chomer went to her father. Tell me, what happened? I mean, people are talking, your daughter became a kala when she's married. Tell me what happened. So he told him,
of my Kodesh, yes, she got married, Take, but let me tell you something. There was a condition. When they got married, there was a condition. Adaited le ozul le bechuzoif. That the husband should not go to bechuzoif. If he goes to bechuzoif, b'shem oifen, he doesn't want kedusha. That was not marked by the kedusha. Va'ozul. And he went. That's the story. The talk of people are talking, she's married, but I'm telling you what happened, father. So he's telling her what happened. Amalei. So, Rav Chome said, Kivin de be'idne da'avoi kole le'havi yamasle. That means when the girl came out, no one ever mentioned that there was as a kedushin hanatnai. Lav kol kiminach de machzekes amasla. Now you're coming to tell me, you know there was a condition on that night. So be'etzem, we had before there's a machlekes amayroim in this. If the amasla, we had in the Mishnah that an amasla can break a keil, but we had a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan said the amasla has to come out together with the keil. That when the keil came out, so the keil came out that there was a condition on that night. So then, such an amasla can break a keil, but if the keil came out, there was kedushin. 10 days later, psanuka, there was a kedushin on that night. That amasla is worthless. And we had Rabbi Barba Chana said not like that, but I feel 10 days later. No, Rabbi Bar Avuna, I mean Rabbi Bar Avuna said not like that, but I feel amasla came 10 days later. So l'chayre, this Gemara Rav Chome is like Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to come out right away. Kiven de be'idne de habri kole le'hava masla. Lishna mashma de sabek Rabbi Yochanan. Polik toises ad rabba barafuna de ma masla shama fulu mikan vadasor. Yomen koloshin, it would seem not because he was a father, no. The Loshin he said because he's saying different cheshbainus. He's saying a cheshbin because b'shas when the curl came out, no one ever knew about this night, so therefore now you can't, say retroactively the whole keil was only on the kedushin on the tnai, since b'shas the keil originated, no one knew about this tnai. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ahi de nofik alo kolo, bikacha ba'atzife de teichlo, be'ene de be'ishife. There was a keil that this woman got married with the pits of unripe dates or partially ripened dates. Now, what is pshat in this? So, they have a date that is completely ripe. So, when you eat the date, so the meat of the date peels off very smoothly from the pit. And the pits that are left over have no value whatsoever. If you have a partially ripened date, so these pits, when you eat the date, there's some of the meat of the date that's left on the pit. Now, such pits with remnants of date left on them, it's a machul behemoth. So it has some value. Bekitza. Now, there was a keil. The keil came out as follows, but this was the keil, that this woman, this pnuye, got married be'ene de be'ishife, by the Mayan of be'ishif, which is a place. But the keil was that she got married with he didn't give her a ring, he didn't give her, he gave her a pit. That's what he gave her. That was the code. Sholche Ravidi Baroven the Kame Dabaye. Kihai Gavne Mai. That was the code. Omalei. Afu Laman the Omer Lame Vatlimin Kole. Omer Vatlimin Kole.
Ein ba'omri, einu bu rabbona b'kidushe, v'leihave bu shove pute. That means like this. That means it seems the story was that this whole coil that came back to Bezdin, that the Avim who were quoted as saying they were the Eidei Kedushin, they came back from the Dinistia and they said they never were the Eidei Kedushin. So now we have a whole Shailam Batlina Kol, Lema Batlina Kol. So Abaye said, here we could be Mevatel the Kol. Because since when the Kol came out, everyone knew that he was Mekavishar with something which is a very small value, that everyone knew. He was Mekavishar, that was the Kol. So will be mevatel the kedushin, so it won't be such a double attainment to the hamoy nama. She before she was married and now she's not married anymore, because they'll understand this very well, wrongly, but they'll understand it. They'll say, "Well, the whole marriage between you and me, I was surprised bechlal that Chazal were machma on this marriage. He gave a pitch. You know how many pitch you need in order to worship Shem Aputa? No, they were machma." Mustam, and now they looked into it, and they were mevara, that it wasn't worth a shavaputa, so it won't make a rash, it won't be a bikash on the world, why we say she's allowed to get married, so now we're mevatel the kol. Let us see Rashi. Batzipe d'tuchle heim tamarim shalei bishlo kol tzochim. These are dates which did not become completely ripe. And you leave them after they're picked, you leave them in baskets, and they get a little ripe from these baskets. But when you eat them, part of the date remains on the pit. It doesn't slip off easily. Doesn't separate easily, because it's not completely right. Now this remnant of date that is on the fig, kori tzipa. This is called tzipa. Tzipa is really a covering. So we have some date that's covering the pit. So that's why this whole entity is called tzipa. Covered, like we have sugar-coated nuts, these are covered pits. That's what it's called. Kedemrinim be'eilo treifetz, kedailen tlas kashayse betzipa beduchke. There the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to say about this nekev that's treife. So the Gemara says, you want to know how big the nekev has to be? So the Gemara says, if you take 3 date pits, which have remnants of date on them, and it goes in bedoichik, or you take 3 pits without remnants, and it goes in smoothly, that means that hole is big enough to make a treif. But al koponim, that's the taich of tzipir. Tzipir is a pit with remnants of date on it. The roi lemachal beimit, it's roi lemachal beimit. Be'einu de be'ishifi al hamayin shaloi se'mokim. Meima Omri, she tenise slachev, will be matter to get married. La yoimru, ru'u, eishesish, shenises. People won't be talking, oh, she was an eishesish, and there are bonin, who are matter to get married. She was tutsurda. The Meima Omri, they'll look at it differently. Ainu rabbona beyatzifen, they have a beyshava pute, the stomach leichoshev. The hard dilemma of atlinin kol that where we're not mavatel kolenum nechshat because the hamoinam will be chayishin bezdin. The bezdin was matter. Mistama gave him some money. They matter. That's the whole thing how it works. They ask and they matter. But mele over here they'll understand it that even though it's as long as they'll understand it won't be echshat on bezdin. So mele that's good. Ahud enofik alo kola di ikatcha lechad mibnei planya. Now, the kol was that she got married to one of Yankiv's sons. Yankiv had 5 sons. She got married to one of Yankiv's sons. And also the same story, this kol became, umavara, the kol is a falsha kol, but we hold the there's different minig mekaymes. If you're mabatel koinam, mabatel lakir. Now, Baruch Hashem, this Yankev had one of his sons was a kohen. The girl that came out was, she got married to one of Yaakov's sons. So, Omar Rove, I feel a man, the Omar, Lame of Atlin and Kola, that you're not Mavatal a Kol, Omar of Atlin and Kola, Mema Omri, people will say, Ainubu Rabbonu Bekedushi, the Kedushi Kotna, that means since when the girl came out, there was, the girl was that she got married to one of Yaakov's sons, so Mele, they never, so in this coil, the Hamaynam can understand why the Rabbonon could later decide that she's not an Eishes Ish, because one of Yaakov's sons, and so Mestama, they were Mavarer that the son was the cop. Zag de Gemara weiter. Ahu de nofik alo kola. This is a very interesting Gemara. Ahu de nofik alo kola. Be ikache le kotten anire kegodl. Now, the koil was not the way these words were. The koil was, the Gemara just explaining to us who the koil was all about. There was a 12-year-old boy, he was a 6-footer. He was a kotten hanire kegodl. That means he was, that's what he was. And the koil came out that this chochel got married to the 6-footer. Fine. Some amela, and then later they found out, some amela, amale rabmot, so now, but he was not a kotten. Amale rabmot chel rabashi, Hava Uvde, there was such a maise, but Omru, and they said, Adayin, Lahigia, Leflages Ruven, Shenema, Leflages Ruven, Gedoilem, Chikre Leib. So it's a machlokes Rashi, the Bein Hananu. Let us first see Rashi. So Rashi says, Adayin, no, Lekotten Bishonim, Shenire Gufe, Kigodu. Boy, you makirim boy, and everybody knew who we're talking about. We're talking about the 6-footer. Adayin lohigia leflagri suv, kloima, ein chochme, kidachsiv, he doesn't have, that means you don't become a chochem with feet, with height. Kidachsiv, gdoilamu de islai chikrelei. The pasuk says, Gedailem chikrei leib. In order to have understanding, you have to be a godu. V'zeh af al pi shegufay oruch, even though he's tall. Abonikahu lebriyiz b'maisav shukotn b'shanim. Everyone sees, he acts like he's immature, he's a child. So that means, uchshetinosev la'acher, meime omri aynu rabonim b'kidusheh v'kotn b'shanimu. So Memele, so the Hamoinam will understand this, that we don't have to be afraid that they'll get all disturbed. How can you be matter? Because this person particularly, you could tell he was a cotton from his actions. So Memele, there's nothing but to worry about. We don't have to be chayish for this call of Mevatel the cotton. That's Rashi's pshat. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Chananu that the Rosh brings down, which we see Moiradike Chidushim here. The Rosh is Staff Kuf Yud Aleph and the Dafei HaRosh, and it's right before Ois Yud Beis in the Rosh. So it's not right before, it's the second column before Ois Yud Beis. Ahi de nofak alo kolod ikacho lekotna nire legodo אמר לי רמות חלבר שהבאוב דבר מרבונן עדיין להגיע לפלגייס רובן, הרסיב לפלגייס רובן גדולים חיקרי לית. רבינו חננו זכוינו לברוכה גורס, רבינו חננו לסגורס, עדיין לא הגיונו, not לא הגיע, אגרס is that this cotton is not a chikra lei, we can see glory, so he's a cotton. Rabbeinu Chananel was geiris, adayin loy higiyonu leflagos Reuven. We in our times are not equivalent to the chachomim leflagos Reuven. Shohoyu bem chachomim gdoilem chikrei lei. They had very big chachomim, chikrei lei. Vehem Hayoide, the flagis Reuven, they knew, im higia zeh hakotn, hanire bedrachov kishar gedoilem, ulachoshvoi godol liyeis kedushov kedush. Steitn Rabbeinu Chananel amoyre de kezach. There could be a cotton that's not bar mitzvah, and he's very intelligent, and his kedushin is kedushin. He's a bar das. But you need a big mumche to decide this. That means he had there's a certain way to be boichen him to find out his intelligence and his seichel and das. The flag is Reuven. They were mumchem. They would be able, if we'd have those people bismaneinu, they'd be able to speak to this cotton, and they'd be able to determine, is he a godel, is he a cotton? They were able to do. But that's the flagis rudin, gdoilem chikrei leib, they were big mumchem to figure this out. והם היועדים הם הגיעים זה הקוטן הנראה בדרוכב כשאר גדול המלחוש וגודל יש קדושה קדושה. אבל אונו, so באס, אין בנו כוח להובים בין קוטן הנראה כגודל ובין קוטן זו לא עושה. We do not know to a cotton that acts like a godel and has intelligence like a godel to another cotton, we don't know how to figure out, is he a cotton or is he not a cotton? The ain lono, so by us, the ain lono ella halocha, shabaitkin lekdushna legerishin, yukarbin yudgimu shonim viyaymechad alamayla buddha aisi shtei saris. So the Beinu Chananel says, amir de kizach. That means we had a very intelligent cotton who married Anisha, that was the Kohl. And the Gemara said, well, we can be mevatel this Kohl because we are not the Gdolim Chikrei Leiv. We don't, some Emele, so therefore we're mevatel this Kohl. Frektach Sam Sefer Shoyme Shemaim, he said, doesn't understand the Rabbeinu Chananel. If you have here a very intelligent Kohl, fine. We are not competent, we are not capable to decide, can this cotton make Lushin, yes or no? Fine, we're not competent, we don't know. Fine. But there's a suffix. We can't decide. Deilam chikhilev, we can't decide. But she's a suffocatious ish. We'll say, listen, we don't know, so Kozman is not Yudgimel Shana, nothing to worry about, I can't marry. Shema Shemai, Fekhtach Sam Saif, doesn't understand what's lying here. You don't know, but the station's allowed to get married because of our ignorance. Maybe this person, his Kedushin is Kedushin. As they took Sam Saif a gift. Ibaibai didn't know Pshat in the Gemara. So his son told him a Teretz. So his son told him, which he liked very much, he says, if we don't know, so it's Kedushin without Eidim. So she's Taka Bavatai not married. The Edom have to be made on Kedushin. Well, it's the two Edom. Do you see Kedushin? Well, you have to know if he's a godel, this kedushin. If he's a godel, it's not kedushin. Do you know? No, we don't know. So that's called kedushin without eidim. So memel so she's vaday not mikodeshes. That's how some sefer brings down. That's pshat the rabbi Nachman. But al kaponim so says here two meyudik kedushin. Number one, if the second thing is a chiddush to bring a ran that says like this, but it's not a double portion. If Eidim see a maise and they don't know what they're seeing, so feltach and Eidus, even though they can relate whatever they saw, I'll tell you that's not called the felt and Eidus of kedushin. That's one chiddush, but then the other chiddush is a meridik and meridik a chiddush. But Rabbi Nachmanel said that. That we know that a cotton is a lav bar das is not a halacha by all ktanim. There are certain ktanim who have been gedolim before the kedushin, mekachememke. But you have to have some mordik chiddush. You have to have a mumche to decide. Is he take? Is he talk a god or is not a god?
Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Baravune. Amaslo she'omru. Now this is the Rabbe Baravune we heard before, not like Rabbi Eichanan. Afilu mikan ba'adasori yomim. He says not like that. That if 10 days later, we heard injected into the first curl that it was a kedushin on the tnai, even though this was not heard b'shas to yitzis ha-curl, it's also good. That's not like Rabbi Yechonon we had before. Fine. Rav Zvid Omar b'mokim amasle choyshishin la'amasle. Now Rav Zvid said a meiridik chiddush. Rav Zvid l'cheir has nothing to do with Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rav Zvid said the whole din we hear in the Mishnah there's a din amasla. So Rav Zvid said it is not necessary to have a beferish amasla. That means that there was a kedushin on the tnai. If this will be done, So then the kedushin will be chal. You don't need a beferish amasla. If it is possible to think that there was a tnai, that's also sufficient. Afilu b'mokim amasla choyshishin la'amasla. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi. B'mokim amasla choshes lamasla. Afilu ein amasla. There's no beferish amasla. Ela mokim upesach. Yesh ledovo shenuchal lilmoit shom amasla. There's a possibility that we could think of an amasla. Choshesin shema amasla ploynis yesh ledovo v'akel botel. So memele, you don't need a knowledge of a feirish amasla, as long as there's a possibility that there was an amasla, that there could be an amasla in this mice, and this is sufficient. That's what Rav Zvid said. Eis ve'rav popa Rav Zvid, so Rav popa is Rav Zvid akashir, and the Mishnah says, ubelvad shleitei sham amasla. We're always chayish for the koil, unless there is an amasla. Eis vera popular of Zvid, ubavad shoytei sham amasla, amalei bimokim amasla koma. The Mishnah doesn't, don't take the Mishnah literally, that you only break the keil if there's the peil on amasla. The Mishnah means if there is a mokim, that there could be an amasla, that could break the keil. Let us see Rashi. Alma masla bed yabinin, ochr yosinin, alma lei bemokim amasla koma vamasnisen koi haiturutza.
So what do we have so far? We have Rav Zvitzer Amor Dekechidush, and Rav Pope has Takashe from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chloe, you need a Bapoil Dekamasle. And Rav Zvitzer said, no, the Mishnah means, as long as there's a possibility of an Amasle, that's also sufficient. Omale Rav Kahane le Rav Pope. So Rav Kahane asked Rav Pope, I don't understand you, Rav Zvita is 100% correct. That sicha, if there's a mokim for an amasle, we break the keil. Bosnan. We learned a Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is speaking about that an edechot came and said meispaila, her husband died. Niskacha, and she got married. Not nisuin, she got married. Va'acharkach bo bailo, and then the husband comes back alive. So the Mishnah says muteres lachzer. She's permitted to go back to her first husband. She's permitted to go back to the first husband. Now this is a very interesting case. Adam said he's dead. She made kedushin with someone else with Shimon. And now, Reuven comes back alive. So the Mishnah says, "Muteres lachzer." She goes and tells her husband Shimon, "Pleasant knowing you, but my husband's alive, and goodbye." She goes back to the husband. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, lav mishum damrinen al tnai kodesh. Now let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Amalei Rav Kahane l'Rav Pope va'atlei tizberedim yesh Pesach limtzoi amasle. If there's a Pesach to think of an amasle, the samchina, you can rely on this. Umenasvina lo, and she's allowed to get married. Vosnam, we learned a Mishnah. Isha shaholach baylo limdinis hayom. Uboi dechad vamalo meis baylach. Your husband died. Viniskatsha, and she got married. Muteres larze lerishe. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. Ve'ilu gabe niseis. Now it says further in that Mishnah, what if there was nisuin with the second husband? K'toni hosom teitze mizeh mizeh. That she's gahak tetzores, she's also to the second husband, she's also to the first husband, she needs a get from both husbands, and that's what it says over there. Now, so the Gemara of Papa understood, of Kahana understood, now how do we understand this halacha? So we would think, you know, I understand the halacha. Well, if there was Nisuin, so Mamela there was Bia. So Mamela, she's a Saita. So if she's a Saita, so a Saita, she was Mizana Tachas Bailo. Because her husband was still alive. She's also Labayot. She's also Labao. So that's why Taitse Mizeh Mizeh. I mean, what's the problem? The Reisha, there was no Nisuin. There was only Kedushin. So there's no problem. So Rashi says, no. Nisuin, that's not Pshat because she's a Saita. Va'afal gav de Nusahi. She's an Onus. That means, Sharei Bezden Hayru Ali Nosei. Bezen said she's allowed to get married. So Memela, Bezen said she's allowed to get married, and she got married, so she's not a Saita. So let us understand the Saita. So why can't she go back to her first husband? Why can't she go back? So you know why she can't go back? Mishum Chshosha. The Leimru Giresh Rishain Benosa Shaini. That means like this. People will look at this, people who are not a little naive, they'll see that they don't know everything what happened. They see she was Reuben's wife, and now she got married to Shimon, and now Reuben comes back. Now, if she would go back to Reuben,
which Luchay Rapi, then she could go back to Reuben. She's an Anusa, but people won't know all this protein that the Nedechot said Meis Bailon is a lie. So people will start trying to understand what happened as follows. They'll say, the Loilemu Giresh Rishon Venoso Sheini. That means people will say, Mestame, her first husband gave her a gift. She got married to her second husband. That's Mestame what happened. I mean, how did she get married? The woman mentioned this woman, the man we're not talking about. So Mestame, he gave her a gift. She got married to someone else. Now she's going back to her first husband. Ooh, this is Machzik Roshosai. That means I was always under the impression that if a person gives his wife a gift and she gets married, she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. But now I see that it's mutter. The Rabbonim know about this and they matter her. So people start saying, oh, Maiser Rav, I see Machzik Roshosai is mutter. So that's no good. So therefore, we said, if after the Nisuin, if there was Nisuin, she can't go back to the first husband. But by Niskatsha, we're not afraid. My time of Chayzeres L'Rishin, L'Tzricha Get Mesheini. Hare'en L'cho Yotzo Shmo Be'ir G'doy L'Mizu. Tevada Yodu Kulom Shen Niskatsha. La mishum de yesh kan moke ma masla lismecholo. De chima hadri lo legavre omri vada yesh pesach le dovo shal tenai kitsho sheini. Shim yovoi bailo shegir sham imdinis hayom. Shiyu kidushov betalem. Shaye bailo choviv lo. Elakach kirsho shleye yocholo. So Rashi says as follows, that the reason she's also to her first husband is not Al-Saita. No, it looks like a Masag Roshosa. So that's why she's also, the people will not know the whole story, and he said Meis Baila. People think the first husband gave her a gift. She got married to her second husband. She goes back to the first husband. So Memela, so they see a lot of chidushim over here. The second husband doesn't have to give her a get. Ooh, huh? My son. She goes back to the first husband. So all of a sudden, so a get is not so important, I learned. Masig Roshosa is not so gefährlich. So this is a shek. So therefore, Chazal said, she can't go back to the first husband. But if she only, there was Erison, and she goes back, and now all of a sudden the Amaratzim will start starting to diagnose this psak. Then what happened over here? She went back to the from the second one. She went back to the first one. Farigeth, she was married. What happened? So then one Eloi has an eyeball. He says, "You know what? Mustamah psak was like this. The first husband went to Medina Sayon. He was afraid he might get stuck there, so he gave her a get. He didn't want to give her a get. They were very happily married." But he went to Nisha, doesn't want it to be a good man, gave her a gift. Fine. Now she doesn't know what's going to happen. Is the husband to come back and that can come back. So she got married to the second person. But she wanted to make sure that she's not stuck with him if her first husband comes back. There's nothing like a first husband. So when they made the Edison, they made it tonight. They said as follows, that listen, my first husband comes back, this Edison is not an Edison. If he doesn't come back, Erison is an Erison. So now, and then the husband came back. Now we see how everything, all the parts fit into the puzzle. And now we see the husband is here. She leaves the second one. She goes back to the first one. And Shalma, I understand this. This is what happened. I figured it out myself. So Rashi says, Ein lecha kol godel mizeh. She got married to the second one. Everyone was under the impression she was married. But since one Eloi could say, apshetel, that she was married,
And she still could leave the husband. Mistama, there was a t'nai, and Mistama, that's why no one knew of a t'nai. But he could say Mistama, there was a t'nai. Now, by Nisuin, this pshetel doesn't work, because ain't t'nai been Nisuin. By Nisuin, you don't make t'nai anymore, because he the second husband won't be masking after Nisuin also, that the condition should be hal. So come out of be his nut. So by Nisuin, you can't say this pshetel. So therefore, by Nisuin, we'll say she's asa. But by Erisin, we will say this pshetel, and therefore we allow her to go back to the first husband. We say she does not need a get from the second husband, and even though the ishus of the second husband, ein l'cha kol gadol mizeh, she leaves without a get. So we see from this Mishnah Rav Zvidzi Yosoi, as long as there's a possibility that we could say and we could think of an amasla, so you don't have to be chayish for the kedushin anymore. I'm going to be kachidish. That's all. As long as there's a possibility that you can think of an amasla, so that is Rav Kahana's kasha to Rav Pope. Why are you asking the kasha on Rav Zvid? It's enough in the Mishnah like Rav Zvid.